New York real estate headlines. DOB permit issuance data now available on NYC Open Data Platform. The New York City Department of Buildings has published permit issuance records as an open data set on the city's public data portal. Real estate professionals can track permitting activity across NYC to identify development trends, assess neighborhood growth, and benchmark project timelines. Explore the data set at the link below to filter permits by type, borough boss, and date range for market intelligence. New York real estate headlines. NY Real Estate Commission benchmarks what pros should know about average rates. HomeLight published guidance on average New York real estate commission rates and what sellers typically pay realtors. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps NY real estate professionals competitively price their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the source to inform your next listing conversation. New York real estate headlines. What real estate pros should know about commission rates in New York. Fast Expert breaks down everything you need to know about real estate commission costs before buying or selling a home in New York. Understanding current commission structures helps New York agents clearly communicate value and stay competitive in client conversations. Review the full commission breakdown at https://fastexpert.com/blogs/realestatecommission-new-york/. New York real estate headlines. NYC DOB building applications and permits, what NY real estate pros need to know. The New York City Department of Buildings provides a central resource for building applications and permits. Real estate professionals in NY must navigate DOB permitting processes for development, renovation, and compliance on properties throughout the city. Bookmark the DOB permits page to stay current on application requirements. hjetcot.nyc.gov/site/building/dub/building-to-applications-permits.page. New York real estate headlines. Property Checker launches NY property records search for deeds, permits, and liens. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized search tool to check property records in New York, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing multiple property record types through a single platform. Add http://newyork.propertychecker.com/ to your research workflow for faster property lookups. New York real estate updates. NY commission rates near 6% as flat fee alternatives gain traction. New York real estate commissions are running 5.5% to 6%, while Huzo's flat fee MLS service lets sellers bypass traditional commission structures and save approximately $29,000. NY real estate professionals should understand how commission pressure and flat fee competition are reshaping seller expectations in their market. Review how commission structures are evolving at www.com/blosh/realestatecommissions-in-new-york/. New York real estate updates. NR Online expands NY public records access for New York County. NR Online provides a centralized portal for New York public records, property tax information, and assessor searches in New York County. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and property research by accessing official records through a single platform rather than navigating multiple government sites. Bookmark NR Online's New York County page for quick access to property tax, and assessor records, /publicrecords.netronline.com/state-ny-county/New-York. New York real estate updates. ACRIS, NYC's key property records tool for real estate pros. ACRIS is the New York City Automated City Register Information System, an online portal maintained by the Department of Finance for accessing property records and documents. Real estate professionals in NY rely on ACRIS to research property ownership, liens, mortgages, and transaction history essential for due diligence and closings. Bookmark nyc.gov/site/finance-property/acris.page to streamline your property record searches across all five boroughs. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption,